Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. All right, powerful lineup of shows today, followed by one of the most unique, starting right now, Sacred Empowerment with Parvati Victoria Goodwin. Let's welcome her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what special event she has arranged for tonight. Parvati, welcome back.
Thank you, Nicole. Hello, everybody. Glad to be here. And we are still in the full moon energy. I am Parvati Goodwin with Sacred Empowerment Mentoring, and I love chakras and goddesses and moon wisdom, and I'm a Wiccan high priestess, and I'm here to share some of this information with you tonight. So this weekend we had a full moon. We are still in that full moon energy. We also had a lunar eclipse, and this was the third and final round of eclipse season for the summertime. And it's halfway point, like halftime show for 2020, the year of awakening. And and just notice, like, what awakens for you this weekend. Eclipse bring out things from hiding. And so notice, you know, how was your weekend? Did things emerge? And how are you doing with that, you know, right now? Last weekend was, we spent a lot of time in the emotional, watery realm of the sacral chakra last week. And yesterday and today, we moved more into the grounding energy of the root chakra. But last week, you know, even for me, there was a lot going on, a lot to process. There were a couple nights where I had problems sleeping, and, you know, I was restless, and I felt like my soul was restless and trying to figure out what's going on, you know, what's bothering me. I'm also a yoga teacher, and there's a Sanskrit word, dukkha, D-U-K-K-H-A, and it means suffering, disappointment, but actually what it literally means is coming off of the axle. So like when a wheel comes off of the axle, and this being, our bodies, are the wheel. So when you hear that, like, I stop and think, how many times during the day do I come off of my axle? Quite a bit, but I feel that, you know, the more work that we do to stay present and conscious and living in higher vibrations of love, the quicker that I get my being back on that wheel. And, you know, it's realizing, seeing how quickly it happens, you know, where the doubt comes in. For me, last week, I had two men that I love, one older man, my father, and one younger male, my grandson. They both had to have surgery last week, so I had a lot of emotions with that. They're both healthy and doing great now. There was a situation with my grandson. He was supposed to have oral surgery, and he's only 4 on last Monday, and there was a confusion with the time, and they ended up telling us like 8 o'clock Monday morning that he couldn't go in until 1 o'clock, and I was distraught. He's only 4 years old. He's been up since 6 asking for pancakes and bacon. And they're saying, you know, well, he can't go until 1 o'clock. And I was getting upset, but then I stopped and I took myself right away. I'm like, all right, I'm going off my axle here. Let me stop this. You know, everything is happening if everything that's happening in this moment is a gift, what can I do? Right. So I went into a prayer. I went into a meditation, and I'm going to do a little bit of that in the ritual that we do tonight. And I went into this space of light. And in this space, I went in as my higher self. So in yoga, it's called the Jivatman or soul self. And in Wicca or the craft, it's that wise, intuitive person that's inside of us that guides us. It's that inner voice that we have and that we, you know, we listen to that. So I went into this space quickly. It only took like 2 minutes. And I went there, imagined myself walking into this place of light as my higher self, you know, what I looked like, how I went there, you know, did I fly there, did I swim there, and once inside there, I asked the people at the dentist offices. There was 2 different offices. There was the surgery center and the dental office, and I asked for everyone that was involved in my grandson's surgery, everyone that was involved, for their higher selves to meet me there. And from that place, I asked, may anything that happens for him be for the highest good of all? What could everybody do that was for the highest good of this amazing, magical little 4-year-old boy? What could be done? You know, what's the highest good of all? I didn't go in with an agenda, personal agenda per se, but I went in with asking everybody to rise up to, you know, their highest part of themselves. And I did it quickly. It was 2 minutes. It was very intense. You know, it went from the mundane to the magical. And then I said, prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gratitude is the biggest prayer we have. And got in the car, started driving him back to his mom's. And within 45 minutes, she texts me and says, they canceled all the surgeries today. He'll be first thing Thursday morning. And I was beside myself in happiness. Coincidence? I don't believe in that. I believe that everything is happening for us, and coincidences are signs that we are in alignment. So I am going to do a little bit of that tonight in a Wiccan ritual that we are going to do. So tonight is Monday, July 6th, and I'm going to do a Wiccan ritual with goddess Yemaya. Y-E-M-A-Y-A is one way to spell her name. And she is the Caribbean, also an African goddess, and also in Brazil. of the rebirth. She's an ocean goddess of rebirth, and we call forth her entire essence to help us rise up and bring our whole entire essence with us. So if you have a candle, and then also if you have anything, something that reminds you of the ocean, pearls, seashells, sand, etc. And so this is the mother energy, right? The mother energy is a circle. Matriarchy is a circle where everyone is equal. Patriarchy is the pyramid. There's a couple of important people at the top, and everyone else is there to serve them. This, in our new awakened world, we are moving into that circle. We're moving into a balance of the left and right hemispheres of the brain and the left and right hemispheres of our worlds. And so we're actually in the birth of a new species. The mother goddess takes care of us, and everything is happening. We're moving beyond the reptilian brain, which is the deepest layer of the human brain. It's a neural structure that was first evolved in reptiles, and it wraps around our brain stems. It's constantly talking to us to ignore our inner wizard or our inner witch, and to ignore our fearless, infinite power. And instead, it's telling us to, oh no, watch out, you know, a bear is going to get you, which it's funny I'm saying that in South Jersey, where there's hasn't been any bears for a long time. All of a sudden, bears are showing up, and in populated areas. So, and how many of us have gone into survival mode? What, you know, what do we need to do with everything that's happened with this pandemic? But this is, the reptilian brain is constantly alarming us to fears, to fight or flack, to fight or flight or lack and attack. It's what keeps animals alive in the wild, and it's what we naturally go back to. They've done studies on thoughts that we actually have throughout the day, and they range from 10 to 60,000 thoughts. However, the percentage of negative thoughts is intense. It's 90% or more. And then on top of that, there's we have all of out of those thoughts, the majority of those are being repeated. So not only do we have the negative thoughts, but then they're getting repeated over and over again, that reptilian brain. And what the focus in is in witchcraft, in Wicca, and also in yoga, is on staying in the present, staying in the present moment, staying conscious, connecting with the truth of who you are, and recognizing that we are all one. Witchcraft or Wicca is something that it scares some people, and it's actually one of the peaceful spiritual practices that there is that I've come across raised as a Christian. Okay. Let's see, what else can I talk about? All right, so that part of our brain, that reptilian part of our brain, it tells us that something bad will happen, and therefore we need to attack. And the Yemaya, the African Caribbean goddess, she is the mother god who birthed all of the other gods, as well as the sun and the moon. She is the nurturing mother that listens to our troubles and washes our sorrow. At the same time, she can also be the mother with hands on her hips that brings us to our behavior, just with that look in her eye, brings us to the proper behavior. Her favorite colors are white and blue, which also remind me of Mother Mary. And she's often depicted as a mermaid. Today's actually my birthday, and I am 55, and I'm blessed to live actually at the beach. And I spent probably about 4 hours today sitting on the beach, and then I took some time swimming, so connecting with that mermaid energy. Yemaya loves watermelons as well as other tropical fruits and molasses. Herbs and plants that she favors are marjoram, cilantro, watercress, parsley, lettuce, aloe vera, ferns, and lotuses. And I say this because we can connect to these archetypes. We can connect to these gods and goddesses by bringing in the items, you know, that they love. You can take a bath with watercress, and that's said to bring you a blessing of health from Goddess Yemaya. You could also take a bath with parsley, and that's said that Yemaya will bless you with the blessings of money. Her tools and symbols include a sword, a fan, a half moon, an anchor, and a silver or white middle sun. So I am going to go ahead and move forward with this, with the full moon ritual. So in the ritual, I'm going to set our space in sacredness. And then I'm going to call in the archangels for each direction and the elements. And summon in that energy for protection. And then in the center, I'm going to call in the full moon. Like I said, it's 98% illuminated. And Goddess Yemaya, so the Deva, the goddess Yemaya, the goddess of all the mothers, the goddess of birth and rebirth. And then in that space, I will do a meditation about rebirthing. And in addition, like I said, today is we are in the root chakra, which is earth. And so and it's also our family and rooting energy. So once we're in there, I'm also going to do a ancestor meditation so that we can feel the support of all the ancestors and we can lean into that support. During this time, I was talking with a friend today who hadn't really gone out besides to see her family, parents. She hadn't really left her home since the end of March, and somebody who, you know, would very sociable, and how, you know, challenging that's been. And, you know, we were talking about where people's minds go, you know, how that reptilian mind takes over, and you know, myself included, you know, it's a continual process of staying present and conscious of my thoughts and choosing that higher vibration of love. All right. So, and as always, I want to put out there that if you have any questions, feel free to call in. It is the Call Talk Radio. All right, so let's go ahead and move forward with this full moon Wiccan ritual with Goddess Yemaya. So if you're available, I invite you to stand up and take some deep breaths. So as you inhale, breathe into your belly. And as you exhale, release the belly to the spine. And I am going to create a circle, sacred circle, going through the World Wide Web. So moving around the circle, I'm going clockwise and setting this space in perfect peace. Only peace is welcome, and that's going through the World Wide Web. Only peace is welcome, full moon energy in this space. And then only trust, perfect trust is welcome in the energy, in this sacred circle, and all the work that is completed here today. Then perfect love. So only love, the vibration of love, is welcome in this space. And the circle is set, going through the World Wide Web. The circle is set in perfect peace, in perfect love, and in perfect trust. And next, moving facing the east. So if you're able to stand, to stay standing, please do so. And facing the east, I'm going to call forth Archangel Raphael, element of air. I summon Dur and call ye, mighty ones of the east, the guardian spirits of witchdom, to witness these rites and to guard this circle. Thank you for your healing energy, the rising sun, our breath, our life force energy, prana or chi. They are here. Hail and welcome. And then facing the south, Archangel Michael, element of fire, I summon, stir, and call ye mighty ones of the south, the guardian spirits of witchdom, to witness these rites and to guard these circles. Thank you for providing passion, transformation, austerity, heat, light, and illumination. They are here. Hail and welcome. And then facing the west, Archangel Gabriel, element of water, I summon, stir, and call ye, ye mighty ones of the west, the guardian spirits of witchdom, to witness these rites and to guard this circle. Thank you for nourishing, cleansing, changing, mutable energy and our emotions. They are here. Hail and welcome. And then facing the north, Archangel Uriel, element of earth, I summon, stir, and call ye mighty ones of the north, the guardian spirits of witchdom, to witness these rites and to guard this circle. Thank you for providing our home, security, balance, family, roots, and foundation. They are here. Hail and welcome. Now, if you're able to take a peek and see the moon, if not, imagine you're breathing in the energy of the moon, and I'm going to call forth Goddess Yemaya on this evening with the moon's illumination at 98%. We welcome you into our space, Goddess Yemaya, Mother Goddess of the Sea and Oceans, this full moon lights our way. She is here. Helen, welcome. Full moon is a powerful time of rebirthing. The eclipse weekend, as I said, may have brought something strong to the forefront, something that you may have been aware of or that was boiling up or something that caught you off guard. For me, it brought up a lot of emotions with the divorce that I'm in the middle of, which I thought I was doing very well with. But on Friday and Saturday, I was actually feeling sad and lonely, even though I'm so thankful and honored to be moving forward and where I am. Still, there was a mourning of this relationship. And endings are upon us all. Full moons, we get gifts, and then the full moon moves from that birthing period, and then it begins to wane. So it begins to get smaller. And again, it's the birth, and that kind of is an ending, right? It's a new beginning, but then there's an ending. And it's a time to let go and accept our situations. Accept our situations, accept ourselves, and love our situations. Love ourselves. And if we don't, what's missing? What do we need to release? So there will be new beginnings and even more powerful beyond our dreams. And the seeds of failure help to plant newer and brighter beginnings. Truthfully, I don't look at divorce as failure. I don't really see anything as failure. I see everything as opportunities. Everything is stepping stones. It's all lessons that we're learning. And wherever we are doing the best that we can do with what we know at this time. So, again, thinking about, maybe what's happening, what's going on in your own life. And what stepping stones have you taken? And how can you embrace those as stepping stones instead of what's a failure, per se? Yemaya, the goddess Yemaya, she swims into our lives as a signal to surrender, allow our troubles to dissolve in the waters. And she's this mother goddess that just embraces us. So I'm going to guide us through a meditation with her now. If you can close your eyes and imagine you are on the beach looking at the Caribbean Sea. And then bring awareness to your room space, the space between your hips, down to the genitals, the lower belly. As you inhale, feel the lower belly expand. And as you exhale, bring the belly to the spine. Inhaling through the nostrils, belly expands. Exhale through the nostrils, call your whole self here. Inhale smoothly. Exhale smoothly, breathing in and out from your womb space. And then in your mind's eye, imagine you see the goddess Yemaya in the sea standing. And you begin to walk out on the water, over the water, and then maybe you swim and you reach her. Feel her supporting you and let yourself fall into her motherly embrace. of your life, can you just give over to her? Her arms are wide open. She's a mother, and she has you. She's here to hold you and take any burdens. Do you want to give her issues with love, with finances, with your job, with home, with help, with relationships? What can you hand to her? She calls, Goddess Yamaya calls on you to fill your entire essence with everything that you stand for self-love, for health, for worthiness, for equality. And also, where you're not walking in these truths, it's time to fill our entire self up with these truths. Because if we are not claiming who we are, then why? And let those reasons drift away with the waters of the sea and oceans, and let them be changed and become mutated with the element of water. Let them be rebirthed, so that you can stand in who you are. And I'm even doing this more and more myself as a Wiccan High Priestess, going deeper into standing in who I am. Give thanks to the Goddess Yamaya. Feel the blessings, feel holy water. And then I'm going to move now into the aspect of the meditation with your ancestors. So still feeling Goddess Yamaya right with you. Bring your awareness to your heart space. Inhale, let the belly expand, breathe up into your heart. And as you exhale, send the energy from the heart down through the core of your body, your spine, going down and then out your legs and your feet, and feel the energy going all the way down. Keep breathing as the energy anchors down deep into the core of the earth. And then inhale the energy from the earth up through your body. Let it expand out through the crown of the head. Go all the way up. Connect with the heavens. Connect with your source. Breathe deeply. And as you exhale, send a spiraling energy circling clockwise all around you, big circle of protection, and it goes down deep into the earth. And then inhale, bring that energy up through your feet, your body, your spine, up out through the crown of the head, connect with your source, and exhale, circling around you, spiraling clockwise like a cocoon. Let that go down deep, deep into the core of Earth Mother, Pachamama. Inhale, let that energy rise up through the core of your being, all the way up through the crown of the head, up out, past the moon, into your source. And then exhale, back down and circling, spiraling clockwise all around you into the earth. And then inhale, come all the way up into your body. Exhale, and then come into your heart space. Breathe deeply. Feel yourself connected with earth, connected with the heavens, and feel this luminous spiral protection and energy shining inside of you. And take deep breaths. And notice your heart space. And then the space behind your heart, and there's cords, there's energetic attachments and cords that we have to our loved ones and to our families. And imagine this energy right behind your back, behind the heart, and like an energetic cord. And it's coming out from behind the heart chakra. And then it's going to open up into two. two chords, and it's going to be your mother and father. And your father, I'm going to put on the I'm going to put the father on the left of the body, which usually the divine feminine is there, but we're moving these things around because there's so much we have to move energetically to come into this balance. So the father, your father is right behind you on the left, and your mother's energy is right behind you on the right. And feel that cord, and feel them behind you. And even if your relationship isn't one of support on the physical realm, know that your parents are here to support you no matter what, even if it's a relationship that's horrific in this physical world, that on higher realms, that they are here to support you. And they're supporting you in ways that we can't even imagine how intense they are and how deep they are. Feel them standing behind you. Feel them supporting you so you can kind of sink back. And now from your father, who's behind you on the left, behind him, his back is going to open up, and it's going to open up to two more cords behind him that are there to support him and there to support you, which are his parents. So think about your paternal grandfather. Think about your paternal grandmother. Feel them standing behind and supporting you for where you are right now. And then on the right side, your mother is behind you, supporting you, and behind her back, the energetic cord is going to open up, and you're going to see your maternal grandmother and grandfather. See your maternal grandmother, say her name, feel her supporting you, and then see your maternal grandfather, so that behind you, you have your mother and father, and behind them, you have your four grandparents. Take a breath in, feel that support. And then go to your paternal grandfather. And behind him, this cord opens up into two so that your grandfather's parents are behind him, your great-grandparents. If you know anything about them, let it come into your mind, let it come into your heart. And then feel behind your paternal grandmother's parents. And then on the right, connect with the great-grandparents of your maternal side of the family. Connect with these ancestors, feel them standing behind and supporting you, and let it continue and continue behind each male and female becomes their parents and their parents. And see the circle expanding, and then see how big it becomes so that we connect with everyone in the world and see all the different colors of all the beings and feel everybody's ancestors behind, and let it be a circle where we actually begin to clasp hands and feeling the support of your ancestors behind you. Feel that support. Breathe in deeply. Feel that energy. Taking a breath in. Taking a breath out. Ah. The goddess energy. How to redeem the goddess energy. We find out who we truly are through the divine feminine. We look at our lives and say that nothing is a failure. I haven't done anything that wasn't meant for me to do, that wasn't always in my best. Honor the feminine energy within you. Honor your emotional energy, your sensitivity, your creativity, and your intuition. Knowing that as a wise being, an intuitive being, knowing that that is inside of you. That's your soul to listen and to follow, to honor your dreams, your night dreams and the daydreams. To go out, even when we are terrified, we go anyway. That which scares us the most is the precious jewels of our existence. As witches, we look deeper into our shadows. We explore them. We don't hide from them. We know that they polish up who we are. And we choose to walk with clear vision, eyes open in 2020, as we awaken and fly into this new world of living heaven on earth with epic adventures. And imagine that we are all holding hands. And then we begin to go counterclockwise, or wither shins, the way of destruction and death, as we begin to release the old and welcome in the new rebirth. And there's a beautiful song, and if you want to chant it, I'll chant it one line at a time, and you could chant it after me. I'll sing it twice. So it's Yamaya, Yamaya, Asasu, Asasu, Yamaya, Asasu, Yamaya, Asasu, Asasu, Yamaya, Asasu, Yamaya, Yamaya, Olodu, Yamaya, Olodu, Olodu, Yamaya, Olodu, Yamaya. Feel the goddess Yamaya. Feel your ancestors supporting you. Yamaya is a celebration of the moment when the river meets the ocean. Yamaya is the goddess of the ocean and the mother of all goddesses. And in this space, you have something here to connect you with the ocean. If you're not already holding it, picking it up. And if you have a candle lit, running your element, whatever you're holding, over the fire, asking it to be cleansed, asking it to be a reminder to you for what this ritual means. If you can pick one thing that you want to release, one aspect, and then really tune into it would feel like to live your best life right now. What it would feel like. And tune into that sensation of already living it. Feel that in your body. And then giving gratitude. What are you thankful for today? What are you thankful for? I am thankful for the goddess Yamaya. I'm thankful for this radio station. I am thankful to be living at the sea. I'm thankful for my children and my grandson. I am thankful for my family. I'm thankful to have all of my needs met and more so. I'm thankful for bells. I'm thankful for witches, tools that I have, like my Athame. I'm thankful for cell phones. I'm thankful for health. I'm just saying what you're thankful for. And now I'm going to release the circle, beginning with releasing Yamaya. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Go if you must, but stay if you will. Hail and farewell. And then facing the north, I'm releasing Archangel Uriel. I'm releasing the element of earth and releasing the direction of the north. Go if you must, but stay if you will. Hail and farewell. And then facing the west, releasing the west, the Archangel Gabriel, releasing the element of water. Thank you for being here. Go if you must, but stay if you will. And then looking to the south, I'm releasing Archangel Michael and releasing the element of fire. Go if you must, but stay if you will. And then turning to face the east and releasing Archangel Raphael, releasing the element of air and the direction of east, the new days. And I release the east. Go if you must, but stay if you will. Now I'm going to walk counterclockwise witherspin as I close the circle in perfect peace. Only perfect peace shall leave this space. Only perfect peace shall leave this space. And in perfect trust, only perfect trust in everything that has happened here today. Only perfect trust shall leave this space. And then in perfect love, only love is welcome to leave from this space. Any of the work here that is done is only done in the vibration of perfect love. All right, the circle is closed. And I always sing another song when we end. So if you know it, please join along. By the earth that is her body, by the air that is her breath, by the fire that is her bright spirit, by the living waters of her womb, may the peace of the goddess be forever in your heart. The circle is open but unbroken. Merry meet and merry part and merry meet again. So the circle is closed. If you have any snacks, cake, or crackers or anything, and something to drink, take a sip and a bite for yourself, and then take some and pour some of those libations out to the earth, to Earth Mother, giving gratitude and sharing our abundance. And there's a poem for Yamaya, Together We Are One. I am the breath of life, the dawn of new beginnings. You are the power of word and song, inspiration and spirit and flight. Together we are one. I am you and you are me. Together we are one. All right. So, again, I am Parvati Victoria Goodwin with Sacred Empowerment Mentoring. And I do offer Wicca training, group Wicca, an online course. And that next online course begins in September. However, I also do individual witch school. And I offer discovery sessions. They run about 30 minutes to see if you're a good fit for that, if you're interested in learning more about it. You could go to my website, sacredempowermentmentoring.com, and click on Discovery Sessions and schedule one of those. I'm also launching the Untamable Priestess Program. 3 years ago, my daughter gave me a birthday card, and she wrote, "You're untamable." And in this program of the Untamed Priestess Program, it's a mystery school. And it includes finding your true north. It includes a living medicine wheel from Native American Indians and shamans and indigenous tribal wisdom. It includes a journey through each chakra, an intimate journey for each chakra, connecting with the phases of the moon, returning to nature, returning to your nature. This is an intuitive journey, learning about the directions, learning about alchemy magic, learning about the moon wisdom, the goddess archetypes, earth and sun wisdom, learning about spirit connection contact and experiencing that, and connecting with the archangels, having an intimate relationship with those four archangels: Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, the messenger, and Archangel Uriel, the healer. And this course also guarantees that you will get spirit connection, spirit contact. In addition, I'm a carrier of the fairy wisdom, which isn't for everyone, but it is available for you to learn more about if you're interested in that. And during this mystery school, we create quickly and effortlessly by tuning into the vibration and letting it come to you. Tuning into your own world. Learning nature. Learning how to be in nature. Learning your own nature. Learning the sacredness of nature. Learning how to reclaim that wisdom that is yours and the freedom that is yours that you have for every night as you connect through the seven major energy systems in the body. So if you're interested in learning about this, again, my website is sacredempowermentmentoring.com, and you can click on schedule a discovery session. So taking more deep breaths and we are the way. We show ourselves the way through truth, through presence, through consciousness. How can you move forward by going on deeper connections of the truth of who you are, of accepting who you are, of loving who you are, and thinking about those ancestors? They are here to support us. We wouldn't be who we are without them. And from the spiritual realm, they are here to support us. All right. So I'm going to leave with three questions. What can you be? What can you be? What do you want to be? What would you like to receive today, for the rest of today, for the next 24 hours? What do you want to be for the next 24 hours? What would you like to receive in the next 24 hours? And then finally, what can you give in the next 24 hours? What can you give? All right. Well, it is 8:57 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I believe I was supposed to stop talking 2 minutes ago.
Beautiful process, Parvati. Let's give out your website again before you run off on us.
Absolutely. SacredEmpowermentMentoring.com. And my email is sacredmentoring@gmail.com.
Beautiful energy today, muchly needed on the planet today. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to next time already.
Thank you, Nicole. Have a great evening.
All right. Dean Wallace is next right after this quick break. You can find everything all linked up at newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It began with one journalist fighting three incurable diseases and raising two young children on her own. Launching a positive news newspaper in January 1997. Over the years, the spirit-driven project survived, transformed, and eventually thrived. And now, newsforthesoul.com is continuing to bring truly life-changing talk radio to the entire world. Here's your host and founder of News for the Soul Broadcasting, Nicole Whitney.
And we are live. Happy Friday the 13th. I'm Nicole Marie Whitney. This is News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. Got all that covered and going on in full today. Special day, talking to someone who I have not actually talked to yet. And as I read through the bio, I'm wondering why in the heck have I not?